This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another section of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Get involved, get engaged, do the right thing. And when I say do the right thing, that means get involved and get engaged. You know, last week, it's funny, what I put up? That thing about the sex ed walkout.
Sit out.
Mm-hmm. Walkout, sit out, nap out, whatever. They're elementary school kids. I'm sure it'll be a nap out or something. Anyway, you know, I had a friend of mine send me a link to it today. And said, it doesn't look like there's much action. I know, I jumped right into it today, didn't I? Didn't even give you a chance to say, hey, how was your weekend? That's because I'm irritated. Can you tell? And it's not a good day for me to be irritated. I'll put it that way. So, y'all scream. Y'all, oh my God, did I just move him from Texas or something?
Yeah.
Y'all scream about all this stuff that's being done to your kids in school. And you want to do something about it. And you want to take action. Well, here's your chance, right? I mean, you have a chance now to get your child to hurt the district or the school district in the wallet. Somebody challenged me with this on Facebook over the weekend, like, you know, what's the reason, what's the cause, what's the whatever. And I mean, the idiot on the left is like, how are you going to keep these kids safe?
I don't know. They're going to be home with their parents.
I mean, seriously? See, the sex ed sit-out is that their parents would keep them home from school for one day because it would cost the district some bucks, and maybe they would get them. Can that person really believe, really think that the kid's safer at school than they are with their own parents? Which shows you where the left's mind really is at. It really gets scary. Or irritating. It's irritating more than scary. Because they know better. They know what's better for your kids than you do. And some of you believe that. We are. California schools are like 47th in the country. We're probably number one in sex ed, but we're 47th in the country. And we still push, work at, spend our time around making sure that illegal immigrants feel safe in school. And that gender bending, gender whatever, gender neutrality is the most important thing there is to teach. Because history and government, well, you know, it's probably good for the left, because as long as they don't teach about history and government, they don't keep these kids smart, they'll never be able to get out of the situation they're in later on in life. No, really. Think about it. In the Jim Crow days, it was illegal to teach black kids how to read or write or anything else. It was illegal to educate them. You know why? Because they just might, if they got educated, if they learned how to read, if they knew what their rights were, they just might get out of their situation. You might not be able to keep them as slaves much longer. Tell me there's no plan there. On another note, the FBI raided the office of Michael Cohen today, the personal lawyer and confidant of President Donald Trump, right? Because, you know, we've got to find out where that money came from for the pole dancer or the porn actress or whatever she is, Stormy Daniels, right? Now, for the first time out of my mouth, you're going to hear, it is time to get rid of Sessions. It's time to get rid of Mueller. It's time to clean that place up. This is not just a swamp. This is a garbage dump / swamp. This is a swamp that has those old crates in there and the old, the old carts from the supermarket. That's the kind of swamp now that exists in D.C. And I was never for all this stuff before. Remember? I mean, seriously, this affair with Daniels was back, Stormy Daniels, if it was an affair, was back in 2006 before Trump was even thinking about the White House. And if he had business going on with the Russians, what's the big whoop in 06? Right? I mean, the FBI couldn't wait to get their hands on through Mueller, Trump's attorney. But they could give a crap less about Hillary's 35,000 email disappeared. Were whitewashed, were bleached, whatever you want to call them. That's okay. That's not a big deal. And you know what? The disingenuousness of those of my friends who listened to the show earlier that are on the left, seriously, if you're seriously okay with this, just block yourself from me. No, really, because I don't want friends like you. I really don't. I don't want people who really believe, who really think that this is okay. And it's not even a double stand. It's like a triple stand. It's like whatever you think goes for the moment, for that day, goes. And it doesn't work that way. Sorry. It will never work that way. It ain't. And you know it's not right. Because if you think this is okay and this is right, you have no moral compass. Absolutely none. You want to nail the guy on something he's done wrong with Russia, then nail him on what he's done wrong with Russia. You know, the thing that you can't find anything on. And don't talk to me about obstruction and collusion. Everything you throw out there, you have not been able to prove. And yet with Hillary, you can prove all kinds of stuff, but you refuse to move on it. That's how corrupt it's gotten. Maybe, Kimberly Marin can calm me down. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime, and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
We are back. This is a real fight on CBS. Get a Route 66. Still exists in most of the country. If you want to have some fun, and you got time for a vacation, you don't have to go to Mexico, you don't have to go to Cancun. How about you explore this country? Wouldn't that be really cool? And along the way, you could stop at some of these mom-and-pop joints and just have some fun. We did it with the kids. I don't know if you want to call it fun, but we did it with the kids years ago. We rented an RV. I think it was akin to Lucy and Ricky's
trailer trip. Did you say that was fun?
I said, I guess you could call it fun. Four kids, a dog, and in an RV on Christmas. I guess, yeah, that's not a whole bunch of fun. Well, anyway, story for another day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, God. Kimberly Marin joins me.
Christmas vacation? Christmas vacation, Joe Messina style?
Exactly.
Sorry.
And it was the year after 9/11. And
no, the year
It was the year of. Yeah, that's right. December of 2001. And we could get, well, we got to the Sears Tower because I played Boston Joe. Funny how close you can get. Even after towers have been taken down, when you give the parking attendant $20, he'll let you park any place you want to. I'm glad to see we just had a major, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, you go up, oh, you can't park that here. Security says, oh, Mr. Jackson, that's right, I'm familiar with him. You can park right up next to the building. God, I forgot.
Wow.
All right, that's it. We're done. Oh, anyway, so the FBI show up at your house, your office? I mean, because Mueller's on a witch hunt. I mean, if you have a Trump T-shirt, he may show up at your house, you know?
I don't have a Trump T-shirt, thanks.
Oh. Ooh. Anyway. You have
I have a Trump rubber ducky.
I know you do. I was just going to say. I know you have a Trump duck. But no, seriously, what do you think of this? I mean, think of everything that's going on, all the other things we have to deal with, and the only thing the FBI is concerned with is whether or not the $130,000 came out of the campaign fund of Trump, who he could have taken that money out of his cookie jar if that's what he decided to pay her. That's number one. You know, number two is when I say I think we should fire. See, I'm hot. Fire everybody. Get rid of Sessions now. Get rid of Mueller. Get rid of them all. Start clean. Somebody who's actually got the cojones to do a real investigation. Yeah. You want to help me out here?
So here's the thing. I'm pretty sure most people at this point, including the White House, Congress, and we the people, have zero trust in the FBI. Not in Mueller, not in Comey. I'm sure regular on the ground people are fine, but these people who have been running this stuff, no. I mean, we have zero trust in them. And
done.
What I think is really odd, and I don't know how this works, because to be honest with you, I don't know how these type of things work, but if they raided Cohen's office, are they supposed to only be looking for something specific, or do they grab everything?
Well, they start by grabbing everything, and then they go through it. And they go through it looking for specific stuff. But if something else should arise...
That's a problem. That's a problem to me.
Well, some are saying that Mueller... Some are saying that this was a leak by Mueller. And the leak went over to the FBI, and the FBI wasted no time going in there to check out... You know, And we're still waiting for them to check out what, right? And we're still cleaning up Hillary's situation. I mean, this is where if I was Sessions, I would put in about 5 or 6 different special prosecutors right now. I would nail them all hard and fast, but he won't do it.
Yeah, I mean, this is... There was so much corruption. It's so unbelievable. I swear to God, we live in the Twilight Zone now. It's so unbelievable, all the corruption we put up with and were forced to put up with for 8 years under Obama. And then all the corruption that Hillary got away with, I mean, her entire career, including when her husband was in office. Yet they're so desperate that they raid Cohen's office. And they're going to get all the records from that. And then they'll find other stuff, and then they'll have to get warrants for the other. I mean, it's just, I find all of this really hard to believe that we're watching this. It just shows you how corrupt our entire justice system is from bottom to top, all the way through. It's absolute corruption.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think a swamp, I was joking with some people, I said, you know, this reminds me of swamps in New England where when you pull up next to them and there was a shopping cart in there and there were sticks in there and there was, you know, garbage in there, right? This is the kind of swamp we're talking about. Not the ones people think of, but real nasty, ugly crap in there. You know what I'm saying?
This is way worse. Think about it, Joe. We only know what we know, and what we know is bad enough. Think about what we don't know.
Right.
Seriously.
Well, look, wait. For the FBI to move this fast, this isn't like, you know, God forbid they should have moved this fast with the Cruz kid down there in Florida, right? I mean, all the complaints that went up about them, they couldn't move. They couldn't be bothered. But Stormy Daniels might have been paid out of the president's campaign account. This, oh, we got to jump all over this. This could be big stuff. 17 kids being killed in Florida because the FBI didn't move fast enough. That's not a big deal, but this is big stuff. It's so disingenuous.
Yeah, that wasn't a big deal. And Debbie, what's her name, Putz, her IT guy possibly into other people's computers as a national security risk. Oh, that we never hear anything about that either.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal. I mean, they have real things that they could be working on. Great. Yes, do you know, look into this and see, but raiding Cohen's office. I really think that's going too far.
How about we put this on the list, right, in the proper priority? What about that? You think we should do that? Because if we could do that, I'm telling you, this would be number 332 on the list.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's so many more, far, far more important things that they could be dealing with. And you know, of course, the media doesn't push anything else. I mean, you never hear about, and I honestly can't even think of her real last name right now because I always call her, what's her name, Putz.
Wasserman Schultz. Wasserman Schultz. She's part of the A-team. Yeah.
So, I mean, why is that? No, what are we ever talking about that? To me, that's pretty horrifying that these people were in Congress, had access to all kinds of private congressional messages and emails, etc., and God only knows what else, and nothing's being said about that.
44 of them. Kimberly, 44. They had access to 44 congressional laptops. We're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly after the break. 44.
Unbelievable.
Hey, that doesn't make you nuts.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhowe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation, okay? Don't just say you want to be, don't just say you will. Actually be part of the conversation where we're railing in a whole bunch of stuff. It always helps get my blood pressure. I'm sure I get her blood pressure up, too. Kimberly Marine joins us, as she does every week, to kind of kick things, get things rolling, and really kick things in a high gear. Kimberly, thanks for being with me today. You there? Did you fall asleep? You muted it again, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm talking away, and I was on mute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to be able to really do that to real human beings in real life?
I would love to have a mute button for people.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That would be fabulous. I knew the entire world.
Yeah. Yeah, listen. So I want to go back. I want to go back to picking. I shouldn't say picking on. I mean, really, the whole swamp thing that we keep talking about that we've really beat to death. But, you know, things that happened today keep bringing it back up to the surface again. You keep thinking, you know, I could deal with this. It's not a big deal. You know, right? I mean, let them burn themselves out. But then they raid President Trump's personal attorney's office. And, you know, it's not like we have a chemical attack going on in Syria or anything like that. That's not important at all. Right? They actually, the boneheads over at MSNBC and CNN broke into Nikki Haley's speech today about what America was going to, or the U.S. was going to do about the Syrian chemical attack, to talk about the raid of the office of the attorney. That's how important that is to them.
Right, because that's all that matters. Look, you know, as soon as he was elected, as soon as Trump was elected, all they have been doing is trying to impeach him. That's it. That's all they care about, is anything and everything. And this wouldn't even be an impeachable offense anyway, which is why it's really incredibly stupid. But that's all they've been talking about. That's all they've been, you know, you have that moron Maxine Waters. Oh, she's one of your morons.
That's
California.
Right.
Impeach 45. That's all she talks about.
I'm surprised she can count that high.
She probably can't. She just has been told the number. But the point is, that's all they've been talking about. Now, they might not talk about it as much or as loudly, but they still talk about it. And there's people, of course, on the back end who still want to try to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had nothing with Russian collusion. That was a joke. They were the ones colluding with Russia, not freaking Trump. And so now they keep digging for more.
Nothing.
Meanwhile, they ignored every single thing that Hillary Clinton ever did wrong. Ever. And she actually committed criminal acts.
She actually did lie to the FBI, right?
Yep.
You know, and think about President Trump saying, okay, you can go talk to my attorney, but you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. You have to leave your phones outside. You can't take any written notes. Can you imagine a Republican trying to do that, which is exactly what she did when she was she wasn't interrogated. She was questioned. They must have had a morning tea or something with the FBI.
Oh, yeah, she was probably, are you kidding? She was drinking freaking vodka. It wasn't no morning tea, unless she put some Baileys in her coffee.
Oh, God. Anyway.
But so, I just want to look, from a normal American's perspective, well, everybody's trying to be normal and live their lives, right?
Right.
And all we hear about is this dumb crap. I'm sorry, but nobody cares about a porn star that Trump might have slept with, whatever, a gazillion years or more before ago. He didn't do it in office. That's between him and his wife. What happened?
Or under the office desk. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Personally, I mean, I have a problem with that kind of thing, but that's a different ballgame. I'm just saying in general. But if there was some kind of illicit payout, Trump most likely wasn't even involved and had nothing to do with it, which pretty much is what they've actually been saying.
Yeah.
Other people might have made those choices.
Wait a minute. While you're on it, to show you how much the left has to twist this, the attorney for Stormy Daniels is saying that the president didn't try to cover anything up. He didn't sign this thing. He had nothing to do with this thing, and that's the agreement. And that's his contention is that, look, she should be able to talk about the president since he didn't sign this. He didn't pay for it. So he evidently doesn't care if she talks about it. That's what he's trying to use as a defense.
This is how stupid this is. I mean, can we move on, for God's sakes? There's real issues affecting people in this country. People still can't afford health care. People are still spending outrageous amounts of money in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we got a tax break, but let's face it. The CBO put out a report today, and we're spending way too much money. We're spending way more than we take in, and we're going to continue along that path for many years to come. And that needs to stop. That's a real issue that while most Americans might not think it affects them, it does, because our taxes are never, they're paying for a lot of stuff that is crap that we don't know about, especially being sent to other countries. And it's going to, eventually, we're going to be spending more than we even take in for GDP.
Oh, please, we're at 100. When President Obama stepped out of office, we were at 107% of GDP. Think about that.
No, okay? Wait, we were at 78. We were at 78, I think.
Look it up. Seriously.
The CBO report today said we're at 78 now.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
We're going to be at 95.
All right. I'll check my numbers and I'll apologize if I'm wrong.
No, you could be right. You very well could be right. I'm saying their predictions now.
Can we record that? That I might be right? No. All right.
No, because Tammy and I won't believe you anyway.
So I have had this angst and irritation forever where conservatives are Facebook warriors. You know, I know my listeners aren't like this, right? But, you know, I put up a piece. I talked about the sex ed sit out that's coming up. And it's where parents have been asked to pull their kids out of school for one day, Monday, April 23rd, in protest of all the gender bending, sex education, all the garbage that's going on now in elementary schools. Well, the left is outraged at this, but here's the deal. I sent it out. I asked people to get engaged and get involved. I got barely no response. And I'm thinking to myself, if you got kids or grandkids, what? Shut up. Stop complaining. If you're not willing to do something, Stop complaining. This is our problem, isn't it? We don't really engage, do we?
Yeah. That is definitely the problem. Unfortunately, you know, people, like you said, people might be Facebook warriors or they might be on Twitter or whatever, social media, but what it really takes is actual action. You can't just talk about something. You have to do something. You have to take action. And you know, everybody can't testify in
right.
front of their state house or Congress. Not everybody can, you know, has a kid to even pull out of school, right? But you can spread the word. You can write letters to the editor. You can blast it all over social media. You can make phone calls. You can try to get on the radio and talk about it. There's all kinds of things you can do, and maybe you're good at one thing, but not something else. But it takes everyone to do their part and take action to make change. What the left does it, but they all get paid for it. We do this on top of our full-time jobs. That is the problem in this country. Conservatives are cheap. You know what?
Oh, no kidding. Listen, I sat today with somebody running for office local to where I'm at, and we were talking about finances and what have you. And he said, look, I'm not worried about it because the Democrats have no money. And I went, no.
Don't
fall into that. The feds are sending money in to beat you guys. The state is sending money in to beat you guys, and the L.A. County Democratic Party is sending money. You got three major sources of funding because they want to shore up a hole that they have. So,
No, Joe.
Uh-oh.
Because what I've seen in New Hampshire is all kinds of other out-of-state super PACs
yeah.
are also funding all these elections.
Yep.
So you got way more than three people funding against this guy.
Well, that's what I said. If you really want to make a difference, you're going to have to pull these people together and explain to them how important it is that they get off their butts. No, don't write any letters to your congressman. Don't write complaints to the AG in California. You might as well use that paper for toilet paper. All right? You need to get off your butt and actually do something, okay? Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. So being on the school board out here, I get a link that Sarah is sending out to all the school board members on how we're supposed to be handling school, protecting kids on, you know, on school grounds.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. See, we do happy music around here because I make you crazy during the show. So I got to start off with some happy music. So if you're in a bad mood, just sing a song. Well, just don't sing it to me. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does, every week. We try to irritate each other with who's got the worst, craziest, dumbest story on the face of the planet, right, Kimberly?
Oh, there's always ones out there. Okay. We can't help that.
Oh, you know, I never realized how bad it really. You know, I wasn't going to do this story, but I want you to hear something here. Did you hear about the survey where 2/3 of millennials are certain that the Earth is round? 2/3.
What?
2/3 of millennials are sure that the Earth is round. Now, at face value, you go, oh, that's cool. Well, what about the other ones?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, right? Most of them responded that I always thought the world was round, but more recently, I'm not so sure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I want to thank you parents who brought that other third of the millennials up. You got them so believe in themselves, so believe in this garbage, that they actually believe that the world is flat and spins
it's
like a saucer.
It's the internet. It's all Al Gore's fault. It's the internet.
No, don't give him that much credit ever for anything.
Oh, come on. He created that, and he's also Man Bear Pig, and he's going to save global warming.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That's right. Can you believe this, though? Right?
Yes, I believe anything today. I honest to God believe anything I hear today or that people believe it because that's how our society has become such a failure.
This tickled me to the point. I couldn't hold myself. I was laughing so hard when I heard about this. I said, that can't be true. And I went and looked it up and I was like, wow, seriously. And what's really even scarier is the fact that they actually had the spine to say it.
But why would anyone even think to ask that question is really what I want to
know.
Well,
there's a Facebook page and a few other sites
that
are up.
The
flat earthers. And to show, I think that some of them are doing it to prove a point, to prove that, you can get these kids, you can get people to believe anything on Facebook if you put it up there and beat on it long enough. That's what I think, anyway. So.
You know, we really don't need any more examples of morons in this country. And it's not good to encourage this, honestly. So if the flat earthers were just kidding, can you please stop? Because you got people believing you.
Well, you got no. The guy, if you ever are too happy in your life, you want to go to YouTube and you want to pull up Mark Dice videos. Okay.
I know Mark. Yes,
all right.
I know who he is.
All right. See, that's where you got to go because you will be depressed about the human race after you see that. You're going to be wondering how we had wiped ourselves out already, right?
No. You're right. You're totally right. Any of those videos, any videos where they're asking regular people, and mind you, they're only giving you usually the the ridiculous answers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But and all of those people that do that. But anytime you see those videos where they're asking regular people their opinions or about facts that they think are true or, who's the vice president of the United States and they
don't know. But wait a minute. I don't know if you remember, but I've done this twice now where I've gone to our local mall, which is pretty big, and I search out the young kids. And one day I sat there just before the 4th of July with the American flag up over my left shoulder asking these young kids how many stripes, how many stars, what do they represent, how many. The best answer we got was what? There was over 700 Congress people. Okay?
Oh, my.
All right? And I'm sitting, I'm sorry, not Congress people, 700 senators. Senators. Right?
Oh, God.
And I learned more about what our government wasn't that day. So when you say they only pull out the worst of the worst, they may have, but I'll tell you what, if I asked 30 people a question that day, I may have got 5 people who had the right answer.
Oh, God.
Okay, with the flag over my shoulder, me going, how many, are you sure it's 37 stars? Are you sure?
Oh,
What?
This is the problem. Is it public education? Are kids just dumber than they used to be? Are they being turned into jello brains? Are parents just a failure? I mean, what is it? Is it all of the above? What is it?
But did you never ask your kid what he learned? When your kid get home after school, did you just go la-di-da-da, okay, whatever? You didn't ask your child any questions?
No, I always talk to them. And I didn't ask them, how was school? I asked them specifics about what they learned in classes. Besides, I volunteered teaching math and English on computers, so I kind of knew what was going on.
Yeah,
But I don't understand. I just don't understand. I can't. Joe, I told you my can't even button is broken. And
all
I
right.
can't replace it.
Well, I look at that stuff and I go, come on, people, please talk to your children. Please ask them questions. When the 4th of July comes around, it's not just beer and barbecue day. Talk about what happened that day. who did what, who gave. You might bore them to death, but who cares? They're going to be so bored they're going to remember it in 10 years because they're going to remember, oh, yeah, Ma used to tell me that. Dad used to tell me that stuff.
But you
all
can make
time.
It interesting. See, that's the thing. You want to, especially now with all the self-induced ADHD that we do to kids because of all the different quick hits on the phone or the tablet or the computer, you can make it interesting. The revolution and why we fought the British is really freaking interesting. You can make it fun and interesting for your kids.
We didn't have ray guns, and we didn't have iPads, and we didn't have iPhones.
How did they communicate? Fight it like you could still reenact it like that if you wanted to. Modern day revolution. Let's reenact it, but we'll use.
If we got modern day producers listening, why don't you do that? Recreate the Revolutionary War as if it were to take place today, and how they would use iPads, iPhones, and drones. Yeah. No.
Well, they'd still be using one thing that was similar: guns.
Guns. Hey. I'm good with that. I'm good with the revolution. So in London, apparently, they're going to pre-cut your steaks for you in the restaurant so you don't have to have a knife out there. I wonder how you're going to put butter on bread.
Are you kidding me?
You know, he's talking about taking away all the knives. And, you know, my oldest son is a chef, and he carries his with him. And it's not uncommon for chefs. I mean, right? It's not uncommon for a chef to carry his knives with him and not leave them at the restaurant.
So people can't even have, like, a Leatherman, you know, that has a little knife on it but has all kinds of other tools in the UK anymore?
I do not know, but here's what I do know. They've already put out knife collection, I don't even know what you'd call them, kiosks?
I've seen them. They've been trying to... do knife buybacks for years in the UK. I wrote about it a few years ago when I saw something. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was The Onion, and it was real. What are they going to do next? Ban hands, feet, and fists? Because those things, those weapons are used to kill a lot of people, too.
Cars, vans. You're going to be able to eat outside anymore at those outside restaurants because they're killing people, mowing them down out there?
Unbelievable.
You know,
they never want to look at the real problem.
No.
And they don't want to let law-abiding citizens protect themselves. They'd rather ignore the real problem, try to ban things from people so they can't even protect themselves, and they just make the problem worse. And they're too stupid to realize that, or it's intentional.
Oh, God. The only other thing I think I'll have some fun with you, because we don't have enough time to dig into Syria and all that other stuff real quick. Planned Parenthood last week, they issued a tweet, whatever it was, that they needed more Disney characters that had abortions, that were trans, that went down a whole list of stuff. And I was thinking, sweet Jesus, can you, these people have become that demented. If you had little kids, would you even bother taking them to Disneyland at this point?
Well, that was Planned Parenthood. It wasn't Disney who said they would do that. But if Disney did have one of those kind of princesses, I think I would be done. I mean, how about we get a Disney that open carries?
Yeah.
Let's have Princess Badass Disney.
Yeah, there you go. Or you know what? You could run Frontierland with real guns.
I love Frontierland.
Do they still have...
Yeah.
There you go. You knew you would. All right, I'm going to leave the rest of this one alone. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly, where can they find you?
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Rock, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
You know, the world, you want to talk about crazy? The Navy is in a full-on investigation about a Bible that was found on a missing man table tribute. Because we can't have that now, can we? Call out the FBI. Joe Messina, your host. We're talking about that and a lot more crazy stuff on the other side of the break. Don't go far.